This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Welcome back, broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales Service, parts and accessories. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, we appreciate both Jahan Dotson and Josh Uche coming over to our RV. Hugh, you could tell with Jahan, he just seems more comfortable.
Yeah, second year.
Yep, and you know. Uche seems like he comes across as serious and almost as more of a veteran than he is. He's not that old. I mean, he's still young in his career, but like just talking to him, he seems like he's older.
He looks focused.
Yes.
He looks like
that's
he's, you know, task at hand. He's working on that. Talking to Zach and seeing what Zach was able to parlay.
Yep. I think that's a huge reason
into
he's here.
Into a huge payday. Yeah.
Well, and let's Josh Uche probably has had a career that he could have got a multi-year deal from someone. I don't know how much money, but he probably could have got a multi-year deal. He came in or came here on a one-year deal.
Yeah, because it was a chance to, you know, win a championship, you know, be in a great organization. Man, I tell you, the way that they built this thing, man, and it's no disrespect to Howie, and that's not what I was trying to do yesterday.
Here we go.
I mean,
but
come on.
The fact of the matter is,
but that's how he gets all these guys.
No, but Howie is he's a cog in the wheel.
But he's the conductor
Howie
of the
is
whole.
Cog
well,
in the
I mean,
wheel?
I mean, I'm not taking anything away from Howie.
You
this
are.
Is look at it like this, man. Like this is the house foundation, the build, the walls, and all other stuff. Howie's a part of that. But I think that this organization is well run from top to bottom, that if Howie isn't here, that this organization would thrive.
He runs.
I'm appalled at this take by you, to be
and
honest.
See, I mean, I know
this
you
was
are,
deep
but,
within.
I mean, but that's because you and Joe don't have vision.
But wait, did you pick
yeah,
up on this?
Right. Yep,
when I asked him how he, when I asked Josh how he compares this organization to the Chiefs, because he's played for the Patriots
yeah.
and Chiefs. You hear what he said? Howie. How he runs it.
I didn't hear
he did.
He's,
now, later on, I asked about Nick specifically, and he complimented Nick. But the first name out of his mouth is Howie Roseman.
And I feel like that's because, to your point, and I will give Howie this. Howie has done a great job of endearing himself to the players on this team. That is something that Joe Banner never done.
Yeah. Yeah,
and Howie does a great job of that. Howie makes it feel like, you know how they was like try to make it feel like a family organization. Howie does a great job of making it feel that way. And my point is this: that if Howie leaves this organization, I still think that this organization will thrive. Will it be a little different? Yeah, because Howie is a foundational piece of what they've accomplished. But Howie's not the end all to be all. That's all.
Yeah, I think he pulls all the strings. I mean, I think he's the most responsible for everything that happens.
I think part of that, again, I feel like part of the reason why Howie has put himself and is in the position that he's in, because you're not putting Howie in the closet again. That's not happening.
But he's right, but that's on his performance rather than his personality.
Well, I'm just saying.
They've been to three Super Bowls in 8 years.
I feel like that's by design.
But isn't the design the winning? That's why Howie has become what he's become. They've been three Super Bowls in 8 years.
I feel like, again, like I said, I feel like Howie's a part of that, but Howie's not the end-all to be-all. I don't feel
who's
I don't
the
feel
end
that.
All and be all.
I think it's the way that I think it's the scouting department.
But, okay.
I think it's the people that they bounce Howie. Ideas off of. Because let's okay
but,
since
but
we,
he
since
runs
we,
it all.
Okay, but let's go here then. Since Vic Fangio has gotten here, Vic Fangio has been somewhat of a renegade, doing things the way that he wants to do it.
Sure, but who hired him?
But the point is this. He's not falling into lockstep with everything that Howie's doing because he has a way of doing things. I think the way that I'm trying to explain it to y'all, I don't think y'all are getting. Like, yeah, Howie's a big piece of this. But do you really believe that if Howie leaves that this organization is going to fall apart?
No, but let me say it this way. Like Steve Jobs or Bill Gates, there's a million workers in those companies that make those Apple and Microsoft.
They still making phones. They're making better phones than they made when he was here.
Right, but he's not here anymore. But like he was the most important part that they became
Yeah, he was a part of the foundation, but that the train didn't stop. That's the point that I'm making. The train didn't stop, and this train won't stop.
I know, but at its height, when Steve Jobs was there, he was the most important part. He was the brains behind everything that happened.
Okay. I mean, we agree.
I just but who else would disagree. Be the who's the most important part if not him? That's what I'm trying to understand.
I think,
like you say, a cog, but he's the CEO of the company
because he's thrust himself into that position.
Right, but okay,
that's a credit to him.
Yeah.
Okay. I can try to explain it to y'all. I just see y'all not going to get what I'm saying. So no, let's just leave it like it is.
I do get it. There's lots of parts
to
the
puzzle. I just want
it to
make sense at the very least.
Yeah, I just
it makes sense to everybody else but you.
Does it?
Because everything that I'm saying, I laid it out the way that it made sense. You just don't get it.
I
and
don't,
that's fine.
I think the majority of people would disagree with you.
No, I think the majority of people, like I said, you probably the only person, the way that I explained it, that didn't get it.
Okay. Sure.
All right. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Who is more accurate when it comes to evaluating Jalen Hurts? I love the results so far in our Twitter poll. Eagles fans or the experts? Hugh, where do you think the voting is coming down
Eagles
on this?
Eagles fans.
78% believe Eagles fans are more on the right track here than the experts.
Yeah, because they see it for what it is.
Well, a wise man once told me that fans are idiots.
And they are. And I say that with all due respect.
Well,
you ever think experts are experts for a reason?
No,
it's like saying who knows more about why you feel a certain way, you or the doctor? Probably the doctor.
Okay, you know what? Speaking of doctors, I remember when I broke my ankle, right?
Yep.
When I broke my ankle, it didn't heal right. And the doctors, I remember being in office, and they were looking at it, right? Mm-hmm. And they couldn't understand why I wasn't in pain because it was something about it, and it didn't heal right. And the doctor said, "Well, if it doesn't hurt, then you're good." Same thing with Jalen. If it works, then don't worry about it. That's the reason why it's so hard. Like think about it like this, people. The way we evaluate quarterbacks changed because of Jalen.
I don't think that's
you don't think so?
No.
So when do we start talking about individual accolades and skill sets
every
and all
year.
This other?
Not
to this point.
No, I think we're sensitive about it now because no. Jalen is not
no,
ranked
I don't,
high.
I don't believe that.
But this list came out 2 or 3 years ago.
Not to this point. And now since it's come out and Jalen has accomplished what he's accomplished, it just feels like people are bending themselves into a pretzel to justify what Jalen is instead of just saying he is what he is.
No, but I think it's the other way. I think we're bending the pretzel. Yeah. Jalen Hurts is not looked at by any expert as the best quarterback in the league.
I've never said he was.
No, I know you aren't, but people get upset that he's not ranked higher. That's the truth. When people say, why do we bring this up? People get upset when he's not ranked higher. Yeah. But you're right. Any expert could be wrong on any one thing. That's your doctor was wrong. But when all the experts say one thing and fans say another, maybe we should reevaluate how we see it.
You know what it is?
Not the way you feel. You can feel that he's your favorite quarterback and he won the Super Bowl and he's awesome. Like, that's not how you feel. Jalen Hurts could be your favorite player in the league. But when we talk about how good he is, it does resonate to me. If all the experts say one thing, there's got to be a reason.
No, you have to listen to the wording.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Like that's
but they didn't
me,
make the wording for they, him. They made the wording.
I believe they did.
No,
I
Hugh,
believe they
come
did.
On. Hugh, they, no, they've
Joe,
been doing these
listen,
breakdowns for decades.
When you have, like, listen, with all due respect to him, have a guy
let me ask
like
you a question.
Cam Newton,
why would they change the criteria
because
for Jalen Hurts?
Because he's a unicorn.
No,
he's
no,
an
no.
anomaly.
No, maybe
he's an anomaly.
No See, one's changing. He,
you don't. You don't. When you look, okay, take away the names on the jerseys.
Yes.
Look at his resume compared to any of those other quarterbacks.
Well, it's not
that
about resume. It's about skill set and
resume.
Talent. But that's not what these lists are about.
Fans, it's about the resume.
Okay,
that's
listen.
A flawed
it's about the resume. Mean.
It's not.
At the end of the day.
But that's not what these people
at
are.
At the end of the day, it's about the resume. See, that's what I'm talking about,
but
Joe.
It's a resume for you. When someone's asked to rank the quarterbacks, no one says, Hugh, give us their resume, because otherwise there's no list. We just rank Mahomes one.
And you've made my point. Now we want to talk about the skill set. It's the resume. It used to be the resume. When you talk about Joe Montana, you talk about the resume. You don't talk about the arm strength.
Well, because
you don't talk
over.
About his ability or his skill set.
Sure, his career's over talk, now.
Okay.
But it is.
Like I'm saying, you're right. You're right. But, like, I can sit here and try to explain it to both of y'all till I'm blue in the face and anybody else who doesn't get it. But it's about the resume. It's about the accolades. What's his name? The linebacker. I can't remember his name. He played for the London Fletcher. Couldn't remember his name.
Good player.
London
for
Fletcher.
Time.
London Fletcher's not in the Hall of Fame, and his numbers are better than Ray Lewis's.
But he wasn't as good of a player as Ray
oh
Lewis.
My gosh.
But he wasn't.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
You know that.
London Fletcher
was a good player.
Okay.
All but right, do you then. Think he was as good as Ray
well,
Lewis?
Ray Lewis had the name. He had
Ray
the name.
Ray Lewis was the defensive player of the year.
Okay.
I just don't understand.
I'm in a space right now where I could try to explain it to you till I'm blue in the face, but you're not going to
no,
get it.
I think it. The problem is you want a different criteria. When someone
no,
asks a question,
the criteria is winning.
No,
bottom line.
But that's not what the discussion has been about the whole offseason.
That's what I'm saying.
But that's what you think it should be.
The discussion has changed because of Jalen Hurts.
No, it's not because of Jalen Hurts. Okay. I just think it's more. Hold on. There's more media. There's more TV shows. There's more lists. That's the way the space has become.
The more TV, more, and everybody to wants Jalen to be
Hurts.
Right about their team.
That's fine, but there's nothing to do with Jalen Hurts. This is Jalen Hurts could disappear.
Everything to do with
Hugh. Jalen Hurts could retire tomorrow. The list that we talk about this year, there'll be the same list next year and the year after. It's not about Jalen Hurts.
Is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer?
I think he will be. Yes.
Is Eli Manning better than Brett Favre?
No.
Is Eli Manning better than Aaron Rodgers?
Well, not a chance.
That's our point, though. It's not about the resume.
But it's not. It is the resume.
No. But they're all going to the Hall of Fame.
Okay. All right then.
But aren't they all going to the Hall of Fame? What makes Eli
like
Manning
said,
better?
Like I said, this is a space that I'm comfortable being in because I know what you don't. And that's fine.
But that's fine. But you know some things I don't, but you also feel this. This has nothing to do with what's going on.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's
that's
a feeling.
Fair. That's
and
fair.
I understand if you want
that's
to
fair.
Feel
I'll take that.
That we as fans here, right? Because we're here. And one thing I think is interesting about this is we watch every snap he takes.
Mm-hmm.
And the experts, I'm not sure if they have the opportunity or the time, right? There's 32 teams.
Mm-hmm.
This is always something I think is relevant to bring up. There's 30, like you use Dan Orlovsky. I do think the guy does his homework, and I think he tries.
Oh, no, he does a hell of a job.
But there's also only 24 hours in a day, right? And there's 32 quarterbacks each week. It's a lot for him to watch every snap. We literally watch every snap of Jalen Hurts, and we have since the minute he got in the NFL. So I do think there's some things that he could miss that we see. I think that's fair to bring up. If there's one expert that says one thing and we all say the other, it's fair to say maybe that was one quack doctor. It's just sticking out to me when every expert says the same thing and we get mad at the experts. It feels like if every doctor told you to stop doing something, you're like, well, these doctors don't know what they're talking about.
Squares. Stop smoking them cancer sticks.
Yeah, they might know what they're talking about.
Dr. Karp did suggest smoke cancer sticks.
And to get a motorcycle.
Well, Dr. Karp's a quack, figured out before. Yep. All right, 215.
We met a guy with a tramp stamp.
Okay. You probably should tell the whole story now, otherwise that feels like a weird thing to just throw out there.
Oh, okay, fine, since we're here.
Doesn't it feel weird to just leave out there?
Well,
hey, Joe and I met a guy with a tramp stamp. Let's go back to the phone lines.
Yeah, you're right.
Feels weird.
When you see it like that,
feels weird.
No, he came to the tailgate, Kyle. And he said, what do you have against tramp stamps? And I said, do you have a tramp stamp?
He's personally offended.
Yes.
And then he showed us.
And he had a tramp stamp.
He showed us.
And it said tramp stamp, if I'm not mistaken.
And the season was off and rolling from there. Yep, that's where we went. All right, 215-592-9494.
It might be, for me, it's more of what I feel. But it feels, when you have a guy that benefited tremendously from a good defense and some really good players around him saying that, Jalen Hurts is a game manager. That does sound a little haterish.
Your reaction to all this, and with a few Douglas trivia here, you get a question right, you're automatically entered for a chance to be in the WIP Midday Show Fantasy League. All right, let's go to Terrence at Springfield. Hey, Terrence.
Yo, Joe Kyle, what's up, man? I love the debate right now, man. You guys were getting... You were getting real intense, man. I love that kind of radio.
Not intense. He was right.
It got paused because we were about to get into it, and then Jahan showed up, which was great. We were talking about it. But then we had to wait.
I felt like Joe was about to stand up, man. Y'all was really...
I haven't stood up in a while.
Debate, man. But,
yeah, it'd be kind of weird to stand up in here, though, because he would be really low to the ground. We're kind of low here. It'd be kind of weird if I did that.
But Joe, I feel like the debate changed. I think he was right about that because... I haven't seen this much talked about a quarterback being placed in a position ever in the NFL in the years I've been alive on this earth. And to me, he was right when he talks about – we talk about Tom Brady. What do we say? 7 Super Bowls, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about that, we talk about Mahomes.
That's the first thing that comes up, yeah.
So it can go both ways. It's about accolades too, but now we're putting the arms there, the mechanics in it. And to me, being in a Philadelphia fan base, I don't see much. What's wrong with Jalen Hurts? I don't know why we're always debating about this guy. People going at it on social media about Jalen Hurts. The guy won a Super Bowl. I haven't seen this much scrutiny about a guy that won a Super Bowl in my life, but ever. Like, why can't
let me throw two things in. I think sometimes we forget because if it's not us, we don't really care about it. Here's what I do remember. 25 years ago, when Tom Brady first won, there were many people that still thought that Peyton Manning was better. Right, that Brady had all the advantages. He had the defense. He had Belichick. And Manning didn't have that. So even Brady faced this. And then he won so much and played well for so long. That all disappeared. But, Terrence, the last time I remember this, and I don't think we cared because we were here, Russell Wilson went through this. Russell Wilson, and I think they're similar players. They had a lot of good stuff around them. When Russell Wilson won, he was still ranked and with these lists. You know, not the number one or two guy. It was still Manning. It was still Brady. It was still Rodgers. It was still Breeze. And then people said, oh, yeah, Russ. That's what it reminds me of. I just think we're more sensitive to this because it's our quarterback. That's what I think is the difference.
Yeah, and he won a Super Bowl, so we want to see him place, even if it's in the middle of the pack, but I think putting him 10 and over, like, he deserves to be in the middle of the top five. Like, I don't think he's the best quarterback in the NFL, but he's up there with the best in the league right now. I don't think he's a number one. No, he's not number one. But I feel like he's between 5 and 6. I'm tired of people putting a Herbert in there. Herbert is a choke artist. I'm tired of people putting Goff in there and these other guys that haven't done nothing that crumbles with the talent around them. I'm tired of hearing that. And as for the Phillies, Joe, what happened? I'm gonna tell you when they lost it to Arizona Cardinals. I took my Phillies hoodie and I threw it in the trash. I got it back out later that night that I threw it in the trash.
I went right back and I took it out of the trash.
I watched it. But when I lost to the Mets, it was on top of the trash though. But when I lost to the Mets, it was affecting me like I was numb. I was numb to them losing. Like okay, I kind of knew this. So I want to see these guys show me that you could do this, because we know right now this is the regular season, Joe. And it's like with the Sixers. We know when the Sixers get in the playoffs, we know there's a chance they're going to collapse. We know this already. So I want to see that. We got all them pieces. We got DeRon. Yeah, but DeRon can't play the whole game. He comes in the game to get those last three outs or whatever. I want to see these guys when the pressure gets pumped, because we know if there's a chance these guys get down 2-1 in the series, we know our buttholes are going to get tight. We know that. We know the Phillies are going to get tight if they get down 2-1 in the playoff series. Especially in a five-game series, we have to keep that in mind. If you get in the first round, it ain't seven games. There's a chance that you can lose if you're not on your A game. And the Phillies, they have to keep this in their mind. I know I love Bader. I love these guys. But Bader hasn't been there yet. He comes from a team that hasn't been in the playoffs. The Phillies veterans have been here. So I want these guys to show us that they want to finish this thing off and complete the mission. The mission they complete. I want Middleton. He wants his championship back.
Yep.
Let's bring it to him, guys. Let's bring it to
him. Well, let's finish. They got to finish, Terrence. There's no question. All right, Terrence, you want a trivia question?
Let's get it, bro.
All right, here we go. Hugh Douglas trivia for a chance to qualify for the Midday Show Fantasy League. True or false for you, Terrence? Hugh Douglas scored a touchdown during his NFL career. True or false?
True.
Terrence, you nailed it. You're qualified for the league.
Hugh Douglas is up and running.
That's where that famous drop came from.
Hey.
1995?
Yeah, that's
six.
I think that was 96.
Yeah, you were there. I was there.
Yeah,
you scored.
But I don't remember.
Doesn't remember.
How'd
you feel after that touchdown?
I was tired. I was so tired. Then I had to go back and play defense.
Yeah.
I was so tired.
That is always the. I always feel for the defender that scores like the long touchdown.
That's why you got to be in shape.
You got to go right back on the field.
Yeah, and you got to play at a high level. That was the, like, being in the NFL and playing at a small school, that was the hardest adjustment. Is to go all out every play.
Do you want to hear the whole clip?
Like, that was tough. Huh?
We got the whole clip. You want to hear it?
Let's hear it.
Draw and Miami fumbles the football. And number 99, Hugh Douglas, is up and running. And he's going to go all the way. 62 yards.
I didn't think he was ever going to get to the end zone.
Well, he wasn't exactly being chased by any of the Miami players. Once he picked it up, he was gone. So a huge week last week by Douglas. And he gets the Jets on the board in dramatic fashion with a 62-yard fumble return for the touchdown.
Couple things, you ever watch a movie over and over, you hear a song, you pick up different things?
Yeah.
We've played that a lot on this show. I just picked up two things that I never picked up before. One, he kind of undercuts your performance there when he says no one's really chasing you.
Yeah.
It sounded like the Dolphins just didn't care you were about to score.
See, now you're about to make me go look for both of those cats and
you got
to
get
check
them. Second thing that I noticed is that's a home game, right? That's in New York?
Yeah.
There's no crowd noise.
No, it was not.
You must have no one at your games.
No, it was rough. Dude, it was rough.
Like, I can't imagine.
Them first couple seasons, yeah, it was rough.
I
remember Fireman Ed, though. He was there.
Well, yeah, but he's a fraud.
I heard Fireman Ed's not a good dude.
No, he's a fraud. Yeah, I'm telling you. I read a story last year. He got upset that he wasn't getting enough screen time on the big Jumbotron they were giving out to other fans.
I mean, I guess he feel like he'd been there forever. Oh, he might as well.
Come on, enough of that. All right, let's go to Rich in Brewerytown. Hey, Rich.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Rich, what's up?
Hey, so it sounds like Hugh's saying that Howie is a system GM. Is that what I was hearing?
Kind of.
I mean, yeah,
that is kind of what that sounded
said
like.
That. Now, I understand what you're saying there, Hugh, but, he's certainly pretty vital to that building that you're talking about. I'd say.
Never said he wasn't. I said that he did a great job of thrusting himself into the forefront so that he would never get put in the closet again.
It almost sounds, though, and maybe I'm wrong on this. You could clarify. It almost sounds like you think the the perception is bigger than the reality of him.
No,
I think the perception is big, right? He's a face GM in a sport that doesn't have many face GMs.
Yes,
but the reality is, I think the reality matches the perception.
He's Vince McMahon, and I mean that in the kindest way I can. Not the bad Vince.
I knew what you mean.
You know what I mean? Because Vince McMahon became the face of WWE.
But wasn't he pulling every string? Isn't he the reason they became what they became?
It's how we put it like this, and this is no disrespect. This is something that I thought about. Sorry, because I know the guy called in. But I thought this when I was on my way to do the Eagles when they went to the practice. Mm-hmm. How was mentioned and revered the same way that the players were? And I just thought about that, and I was like, well, man, this all happened, and this came about after the Chip Kelly era. Like this, and they were on. And if you're being fair to Chip, they were trending in a direction where they looked like they were going to be a pretty good dynasty organization.
Well, they look good, and then it fell apart fast.
Yeah,
with Chip.
Yeah. So Howie put himself in a position to never let that happen to him again. That's all I was saying. He put himself in position so that he would never be on the back burner again.
And I agree with that. But I think his performance is the biggest reason he won't be on the back burner. He didn't perform like that when he was young.
That's a part of it. But Howie, and this is the point that I was making, Howie benefited from the tutelage of Andy Reid and
sure.
seeing how things were ran, and he said he wasn't going to run it.
And even Joe Banner, who people don't love now, but Joe Banner had a template for how to run a roster that was – there was some smarts to it, obviously.
Yeah.
All right, Rich, you ready for your Hugh Douglas trivia question here?
Yeah, bring it on.
All right, here we go. For a spot to qualify in the Midday Show Fantasy League. All right, Hugh played for 5 NFL head coaches during his career in the NFL. Name 3 of them.
Damn. All right.
You don't know this one?
Yeah, I know it now since you said it. So,
all right, I'm gonna pull one out maybe, and it's going to be a guess. Al Groh.
No, we can't guess. No, we got it. You got to go ahead and say it.
What was the name you said?
Al Groh.
I mean, that's...
No, Al Groh.
That's right. Jet.
No.
Oh.
That's, yeah.
You, I mean, there should be a layup here. Let's just start with the layup.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid. That's one.
All right. So then we got, let me think about this. Wasn't Kotite, was it?
Was it?
Got Jets?
You tell me.
Oh, man, I'm saying Kotite.
Kotite's 2. All right, you need one more. Final guess. Need one more coach.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
Damn, he gave you a layup.
Wow, he gave you the voice.
Oh, but I'm sorry. I gotta think about this.
He just gave you the layup. What are you talking about?
Take your time.
Lay it up again. I didn't hear you.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
Does Hugh do anything?
All right.
Oh.
He said, all right.
Guys, what's the big deal? It's only live radio. It's no big deal.
Yeah, just wait. You just let us know when you got it. And then.
All right. Yeah.
Give me a guess.
All right, I'm going to go with
Rich, I love you, man.
Oh, my gosh.
There's only so much dead air I can allow. All right. Does Hugh Douglas know the 5 coaches he played for?
Rich Kotite.
Yes.
You know, the Al Groh was not a bad guess,
though. No, because he came right after.
After, yes. The Al Groh, Rich, well, I said Rich Kotite, Bill Parcells.
Yep.
Ray Rhodes.
Yes.
Andy Reid.
And
Jack Del Rio.
There it is. I'm proud of you, Hugh. You remembered all the coaches you played for in the NFL.
It was a struggle bus.
Oh, it was. 2-5. If you didn't get all 5, I was going to give
What's
Rich a spot
with,
in the league. Yeah,
but,
that would have been
If
bad.
I didn't get all 5, would you be surprised? Seriously.
No, but come on. I mean, there's only 5. All right, 215-592-9494. Devin Cady will join us next. He was at camp today, and we have a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League to give away. Hugh Douglas trivia, 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.